Press Review.
Fewer Russians support death penalty. William Hague to resign as foreign secretary. Egypt calls for a ceasefire in Gaza. The number of Russians who supported the death penalty has severely declined in the last 2 years, the Moscow Times writes. The Daily reminds that although a provision of Russia's criminal code allows capital punishment for especially grave crimes, a moratorium has been in place since 1996. In 2009, the Constitutional Court extended the moratorium and ruled that no court in the country has the right to sentence anyone to death. In late June, independent pollster Levada Center conducted a survey to gauge public perception of the death penalty in Russia. 52% of respondents said that they were in favor of the death penalty compared to 61% in 2012. Going further back in 2002, the number stood at 73%. There has been likewise a surge in the number of Russians who actively oppose capital punishment, from 24% in 2012 to 33% in 2014, the Daily notes. The majority of those who voted in favor of the death penalty were between the ages of 18 and 25, and most of them men. In Moscow, 49% of respondents expressed support for capital punishment, the article notes. The Guardian reports that William Hague is to stand down as United Kingdom's foreign secretary with immediate effect as David Cameron begins the most far-reaching reshuffle of the parliament that was dubbed a new Knight of the Long Knives. Philip Hammond, defense secretary known for his skeptical stance on United Europe, emerged as the leading candidate to replace Hague at the Foreign Office, the newspaper writes. The Daily notes that Hammond, who said last year that he would vote to leave the EU if it remained in its present form, would assume the mantle of the cabinet's most senior Eurosceptic as foreign secretary. The prime minister praised the outgoing foreign secretary as one of the leading lights of the Conservative Party for a generation, end quote, as Hague announced his intention to stand down. The surprise announcement about Hague, who will remain as a member of the National Security Council and will play a leading role in reaching out to voters in the north of England in the run-up to the election, followed a wider-than-expected call of middle-aged male ministers, the article notes. The Egyptian government late Monday proposed a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas in a step towards resolving the escalating crisis, the Washington Post reports. In a week of fighting, 185 Palestinians died and Israelis were driven to bomb shelters. The Daily notes that the proposal appeared timed to greet the arrival of U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, who was due in Cairo on Tuesday, according to the Israeli news media. A draft of the ceasefire initiative did not include a detailed plan but called for a halt to all hostilities by air, land, and sea beginning at 9 a.m. Tuesday. Israeli officials declined to comment Monday. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's security cabinet is scheduled to meet Tuesday to discuss the Egyptian proposal. The White House, in response to questions about its role in ceasefire proposals, said the United States, quote, has been deeply engaged in conversations with our partners throughout this difficult period, and we will continue doing everything we can to facilitate a return to 2012 ceasefire, end quote.